Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him.
Have you ever led a horse, either on a lead rope or by having them join up with you? I used to have a quarter horse, and her name was Gypsy. Later on, I had an Arabian horse named Crossfire. They lived in a pasture, and when I wanted to work with them, or ride with them, or do anything with them, I would go up to them and put on a halter and lead rope and lead them to where I wanted them to go. I even trained them to follow me without a lead rope. It's called joining up. They would join up with me. They weren't forced, but they would follow me because they had determined that I was their leader. Well, Jesus doesn't use a lead rope on us. He invites us to join up with Him and follow Him. He wants to lead us. Do you want to faithfully follow? Boys and girls, have you ever gone on a mission trip where you go to some other place and you share Jesus with others? You know what's interesting about mission trips is that the more that we go and share Jesus with others, the more it changes us. We become changed. We have a deeper, closer relationship with Jesus. In fact, some of my closest times with Jesus is when I was on a mission trip. Well, we're going to learn about a young man who wanted to go on a mission trip with Paul and Silas. But before we get started, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time we have to spend with you. As we open our Bibles, as we read from your word, help us to be changed from the inside out. Help us to follow you and trust you and let you do the work in us. Amen. I've been on many mission trips. I've been to Africa 3 different times on 3 different mission trips to teach people about Jesus. And it's almost like I live every day on a mission trip here on the Navajo Nation because my husband and I work here together to share Jesus with those around us. It's actually an unreached people group. At least that's what it's considered. My sister went as a Bible worker to Australia at a very young age. She was 17 years old, and she went as a Bible worker for over a year. She loved that experience. Even though she was young, she still worked for Jesus. Well, when Paul and Barnabas decided to go back to visit the believers in the churches where they had gone on their first trip, Barnabas took young Mark with him to Cyprus. We learned about that, right? Paul took Silas with him to the other places. They kind of split up. It used to be Paul and Barnabas, and then Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them, and Paul was like, hey, he flaked on us last time. No way. So Barnabas said, well, how about I'll take Mark, and you take someone else? So Paul said, that's a good idea. I'll take Silas. So they split up. They went their separate ways. And you know what? Mark ended up turning out to be a really good missionary. Well, one of the cities to which Paul and Silas went was Lystra. That's where Paul had been stoned. It's where Timothy lived. Oh, Paul was so happy to learn that the Christians in Lystra had been faithful to Jesus. Paul had not forgotten Timothy. He was sure that God had a very special work for him. That young man had made an impression on him. And you know what? The impression made on Timothy's mind when Paul was stoned had become stronger and stronger. Now he was sure he wanted to be a missionary for Jesus. Well, when somebody wants to be a missionary, or when somebody wants to do something different or do something new, the person who's in charge often finds out about them to see if they're going to be a good worker for them. For example, our ministry here, Starting with Jesus, we have a form on our website for volunteers because somebody might say, you know what, I want to help with editing video, or I want to help with editing the podcast, or I want to help share Jesus with others. There's ways that I want to help. Maybe it's following up on emails. So we have a form called a volunteer application or information so that when people want to volunteer, when they want to help, they can write out on this form and we can look at it and see where they would fit best in our ministry. That's kind of like what Paul was doing. He carefully found out all he could about Timothy. He learned how well Timothy's mother and grandmother had taught him the Bible. He knew that Timothy truly loved Jesus. Imagine how thrilled Timothy was when Paul asked him to go with him. He would be a real missionary, even though he was young. And imagine how happy Timothy's mother and grandmother were that Timothy could be with Paul. Have you ever gotten ready for a mission trip? You have to pack all your things. You have to make sure you get all your vaccinations. You have to do all of this stuff. There's a lot that goes into preparing for a trip. Well, Timothy packed up all the things that he would need as he traveled. He said goodbye to his parents. He said goodbye to his grandmother. And he went with Paul and Silas. You know, sometimes when we do things that are new, it might be a little scary. Timothy could have been frightened about the things that had happened to Paul. And he might wonder, oh, will those things happen to me? Will I be stoned? Will I be persecuted? But you know what? He didn't need to be afraid. Do you know why? We're going to look up two verses. Two verses, Matthew chapter 28. Verses 18 through 20. So let's look at Matthew chapter 28. That's the first book in the New Testament, the very last chapter, Matthew chapter 28. And then we're going to read verse 18, 19, and 20. If you need more time, just press pause. And then when you're ready, you can press play again and we can read that together. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Let's see what that says.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
This is called the Gospel Commission. It's where Jesus gave us a job to do. He said, go and make disciples. Is it just in our hometown? Is it just in our state or in our country? It says, of all nations. Jesus wants every single person in this entire world to know about him. But look at the very last verse. There's a special promise that helps us when we might feel a little frightened or we might feel afraid. It says, Lo, I am with you when? Always. Jesus is with us always. He loves us. He cares for us. And he is with us. Now, we're going to go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. That's in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. It's the sixth book in the Old Testament. So go to the beginning of the Bible. We're going to look up Joshua. If you get to Judges, you've gone too far. Joshua chapter 1. And once you find Joshua chapter 1, then we're going to look at verse 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Here's what it says.
Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
So what does Jesus tell us? Be strong. Be of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. For why is that? Because the Lord God is with you wherever you go. That's a powerful verse. And boys and girls, that verse is for you and it's for me. We do not have to be afraid. We do not have to be scared. We can be strong and of good courage because Jesus is with us. Let's thank Him. Lord, thank you that you are with us in the good times, in the bad, that you have heaven promised for those who love you and follow you. We want to follow you today, Lord. Help us to be strong, to be of good courage, to not be afraid or dismayed, to share your love with those around us. We love you, Lord, and we look forward to your soon coming to take us to live with you in heaven. Amen. Our memory verse is from Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Let's sing that together.
Acts 17, 11.
They received the word with all readiness. They heard the scriptures daily and heard the scriptures daily. Whether these days were so, they received.
Material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.